gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk gardening, landscaping, pest control, all from that natural, organic standpoint, the approach that we recommend here. No toxic pesticides. If you want to talk about them, we'll talk about them. What's wrong with them? The biggest thing wrong with them is that they don't work very well besides being toxic. Stop using those. Stop using the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. And one of the things that I want to talk about in some detail today, and I'll do it in a little bit, is fertilization. This is time. In fact, for some of you, you've already done the first major fertilization of the year. And we'll talk about that. I got some cool in Howard's Garden stuff. We're going to have a interesting guest this beginning of the second hour. One of my fellow speakers will be with us to chat about some really interesting things that she's going to be involved in talking about at the next Mother Earth News Fair, which is in Texas, in Belton, Texas, coming up February the 17th and 18th or whatever that weekend is. For information about that, you can go to appearances, the appearance button on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And when you click on it, it goes to the information about the event. And we'll take you to a place where you can get a discount if you go ahead and buy your passes to the event online there. Some pretty good savings there. Well, let's talk about the doggies first, and then we'll go to other subjects. By the way, if you want to call at any time, that's fine. Work calls in around the stuff that I need to do for you. Telephone number from anywhere is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. My tea, simple and good, hibiscus petals, dried. The ginger, I cut up some fresh ginger this morning in apple cider vinegar, and I put a whole lemon. One of the things Judy and I run into, we buy especially avocados and lemons and limes, sometimes in little bags, organic, of course, every chance we get. And sometimes we don't use them up fast enough, and they go. Some of them go bad. That's the bad thing about buying that way, especially avocados. I haven't quite figured that out. And even though a lot of the written stuff tells you not to put avocados in the refrigerator until you've sliced them open and started to use them, I'm going to experiment some this week putting them in the refrigerator before being cut and see if they last any better. But anyway, one of the lemons that we had left, it was about to go bad, but it was really nice and ripe and juicy inside. So hibiscus, ginger, apple cider vinegar, and lemon, organic lemon this morning. We've got a good-looking dog for you, and we've got some others that haven't been adopted yet that look pretty cool, too. So go to our website and go to the SPCA button, and you're going to see Lunetta. I assume is how to pronounce it. She's in McKinney, for those of you in the North Texas area. And we had some questions last week about how do we adopt a dog that you talk about in the Dallas-Fort Worth area if we live in Chicago or Maine or someplace else. There are people. In fact, one of our friends who waits on us at a restaurant we go to almost every Sunday night, and we had a couple of questions about that. Cork and Cleaver is the name of the restaurant in Dallas, and Christina is actually in the business of transporting dogs, and I've learned from her that there are a lot of other people in that business. So it's certainly within the realm of possibility to adopt one of the dogs that I talk about if you don't live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But the main thing I guess I'd recommend is that you check with the rescue organizations in your area, and you can probably find some animals that are just as cool. But if you want to look at the ones we talk about. That's great, too. And the one this week is really, really pretty. She's 1 year old Labrador mix, says, and she's really pretty, coach, weighs about 50 pounds, sweet brown eyes, very friendly and outgoing. She enjoys walks and being petted and toys. She knows how to sit already, walks on a leash very well. The only negative says she can be a little picky about her dog friends, so you need to bring your current dogs in if you want to consider Lynetta, and I think she would be a great find for somebody. She's at the SPCA of Texas at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney on Stacy Road. And unfortunately, Marlon, Brutus, and Sky are still waiting for their homes, forever homes, as well. And I think they're some of them I know are in the downtown, Jan Reese Jones Center in downtown Dallas. And then, it looks like maybe they're all in Dallas. Yes, those other three are in the center. Jan Reese Jones Center is just west of downtown Dallas. But thanks for helping. We really appreciate it. A high percentage of the dogs do get adopted. They're in great care with these SPCA facilities because they're the Jan Reese Jones one. For sure, maybe the one in McKinney, too. I need to go to the one in McKinney. The one in Dallas is beautiful and really clean and comfortable for the dogs. But they need permanent homes. The SPCA report's brought to you by Espoma. Espoma, I was looking at some of their products yesterday in a hardware store that had a great line of them. You'll find them easily because they've got a lot of different products for specific uses, liquids and dries. One of the nice things that we were talking about yesterday is this Espoma products are available in smaller sizes for those of you with apartments or small gardens or whatever, and not just the large bags, but they have some great products for staying away from the chemical fertilizers and pesticides. For information, you can go to their info at espoma.com, E-S-P-O-M-A, espoma.com. And, you can find out all about their stuff, the Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. One of the things is that they're giving if you guess the photo contest, and it's a little different this morning, I wanted to tell you about it here at the beginning of the show. But if you're one of the winners, you get a gift, an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food from Espoma, what they're giving away this week. And you also get one of our courses, the Torque Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course, 15 chapters. A lot of people signing up. We're really delighted that they're getting involved with that and our books and everything and helping raise money for TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our nonprofit. And you can see all that by going right to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Howard's Books button at the top of the page, the red button, or the TORC button, T-O-R-C, standing for Texas Organic Research Center. And one thing about the books is we're out of one of them that's been really popular. In fact, we're having some really interesting conversations with the publisher about what to do with it to get it back on the market right now. And it's the vegetable gardening book that I did with Malcolm Beck a long time ago. If you've ordered it and they didn't tell you yet, it's out. And they've taken a bunch of back orders for some reason because they're saying that they're not sure they're going to reprint it, and we're probably, it looks like, going to take it over and reprint it, do some updates and reprint it ourselves. What I recommend in the meantime for you to do if you want a book in that genre is to get the Texas Gardening book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. It's the big book, real thick, big old book. It's a compilation of all my books. It has a whole lot of information about vegetable gardening in it, as well as the pest control stuff. Good for people, like all my books, for people coast to coast and border to border if you adjust the timing and specific varieties of plants and works really well. We have people giving us good feedback from all around. It's called Texas Gardening the Natural Way. You donate $50 or buy $50 worth of my books, and you the money is to help the Texas Organic Research Center. Then you get some extra stuff. At $50, you get membership in the Organic Club of America. At $75 level or above, you get not only the membership but the seed from my gardens and Bob Webster's garden and the new updated organic, basic organic program. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back with more right after this. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest MoMA organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life.
It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Charles called in early, so I'm going to help him before I go back to my stuff. Charles in Dallas. Hey, Charles.
Yes, but I'm 90 years old,
well,
and I've been
go.
Growing tomatoes for many years.
Okay,
and I'm considering an elevated container that's 29 inches high,
okay,
2 feet wide, 8 feet long, but the planting depth is only 10 inches. Is that sufficient? To plant tomatoes in.
What's under the 10 inches, Charles? Is it native soil or concrete, or what's under that?
Well, I'd get me some good soil to go in the box.
Okay, but it's going to be...
But it's only 10 inches deep, and that's what has me concerned. Is that deep enough to grow tomatoes in?
It is, but it would be better if it were deeper. I'm not following you exactly. Does this raised bed have a bottom built in it? Or is it just dirt on the bottom?
Yes, it's elevated, you know, 29 inches, but the planting area is only 10 inches deep.
Okay, that's what I'm not following. What's in it that's limiting it to 10 inches? Does it have a floor in it or something?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it does have a floor. Why does it have a floor in it?
Two feet wide and 8 feet long.
Okay. Well, why does it have a floor at 10 inches deep?
Yes, it has a floor in it, but it's only the floor height is only 10 inches.
Okay. All right. Well, for whatever reason, if there was some way to eliminate the floor so it was just 29 inches of soil, it would be better. But if the floor has to stay in there and limit the bed to 10 inches, you can grow tomatoes fine. You can grow tomatoes in 1 gallon containers. It's just harder to do because it's harder to keep the moisture correct. So that's going to be your only problem. I have no problem with the depth, as long as you monitor the water very carefully and as long as it can drain out well. If it holds water and you keep wet feet on your tomatoes, then you're not going to have any.
But 10 inches would be sufficient, though, right?
Well, it's not ideal, but it can be done, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've got one that on the ground that there was 15 inches depth.
Okay, well, that'd be better. It'd be better if you the deeper you have it, and it's better if after you go through the prepare.
But it's not elevated, of course. It's on the ground.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean. The one you're talking about is on legs.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm finally understanding it. Well, the one that sits on the ground, Charles, so that you've got the prepared soil on top, and 8 to 10 inches of prepared soil is plenty deep. And then if under that it's native soil that it's sitting on, you're going to have better production than the one that's on legs and up in the air, because it's not going to be – the one on legs is going to be a lot harder to maintain the moisture, to water it properly.
Yeah.
So if you get the one that sits on the ground, you're going to have better production probably.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate the call. Either one will work for you, though. Call me back if you need anything else, okay? All right. Finally figured out. I wasn't understanding exactly what he was saying. The one with 10 inches was a raised deal. There was a, on legs, there was a little community garden here in Dallas that was built. It's not there anymore. They developed that area, and I don't know if they moved somewhere else or not, but they did the whole community garden on in beds like that. It's raised on wooden legs, and then you know had something like Charles was saying, 10 or 12 inches of soil. And it's convenient because you can actually work just walking up to it, and you know it's up at a height that is very convenient, but you've got the air all around it, especially in the summer when it's really hot, and, you know, it's going to dry out quicker on the sides, and in the winter, you know, it's going to be more exposed to cold being up in the air like that. So it's always going to be best, if not quite as convenient, if it's sitting on the ground, and the drainage would be another thing to look at. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Little update on Nelly, the contest to identify our mutt, our mixed breed mutt. A lot of people are asking us what's going on. It has been frustrating, to say the least. The company that did the testing, we're still waiting on to give us more detail, and I'm not very happy about it, to tell you the truth, how long it's taking. I apologize that it is. I wish it was not taking this long, and hopefully we're going to be, when we finally do get the increased detailed information from them, it's going to be something real useful. We are looking at and already going another direction, if we have to identify the breed mix. People are still making some guesses, and that's fine. If you want to see her, just go to the search button on dirtdoctor.com, type in Nelly, N-E-L-L-I-E, and go to the photographs and the video of her doing her tree climbing and all that, and you can submit a guess on the breed mix right there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and a little more catching up here, but you can jump on as others are at 866-444-3478. The first thing I want to tell you about the newsletter, and then we'll talk about the in Howard's garden thing. We've got a new tree plant. I want to tell you about that project. But the newsletter is interesting. The current one right now that just went out, if you don't get the newsletter, you can see it in the it'll be at the top of the page at the newsletter button on DirtDoctor.com. They all go into archives, so you can see the past ones there. But the most current one is Soft Pest Control. And Soft Pest Control is part of my natural organic pest control lecture that I give at the Mother Earth news fairs and other places as well. And this is the soft pesticide part of it kind of amplified into a newsletter so you can see it. And hopefully it'll be helpful to you understanding what we're talking about with that approach. It's a very important part of it. It basically is using biological kinds of things that don't kill at all. Then the second step is using things that repel. And then the third is using things that kill but are non-toxic. And there are plenty of things in each of those three categories, and more information on our website about it. But it gives you kind of the basic outline of it in the current newsletter and some details as well. This latest project that we've got at my house, I think I told you about it, that it was underway or about to get underway. I planted, I designed the landscaping, obviously, at my place. And one of the things I made a huge mistake on, I'm not embarrassed to tell you. Well, yeah, I am embarrassed to tell you. I put a bur oak right at the front door, close to the house. I've got a lot of trees close to the house, and I have no problem with that. But the bur oak makes acorns that are about the size of hand grenades, as many of you know. Great big acorns. And now that it's, well, it's not there anymore because part of the project was taking it out and planting a new tree because in the fall it sounded like I was in a war with the acorns hitting the roof. And I wanted a Texas ash. Anyway, Texas ash, you've heard me talk about in the past. We've used it as a featured plant and done newsletters about it and everything else. It's a great tree. And I thought, well, I'll just change it out. Well, Judy, my wife, has never been a big fan of me taking out trees. And my original design intent was to overplant, use more trees than I really should, create some real dense plantings with trunks together real close in some areas, in other areas just a lot of different kinds of trees, and then over a period of time take out certain ones as they got a little bit too crowded. She didn't agree with that philosophy, and so through the years we've not removed very many trees, a few, but not nearly as many as I originally intended. And the net result of that is that the garden's very, very shaded. I've learned a lot about growing plants in the shade, but anyway, back to the front yard. She agreed to do this change. She wanted a little change in some ground cover areas, and that was part of the deal to do it. So Tyson Woods and his guys came over, removed the bur oak. It was about, I don't know, 14-inch caliper. It got to be a pretty good-sized tree, somewhere between 12 and 14-inch caliper. They thought I was a little weird for taking it out. I thought about moving it, but I couldn't get anybody interested in it, and it would have been a very expensive situation to do it. So we removed it. We planted the new Texas ash. I was just looking at my photographs. I'm going to put one or two on Twitter and on Facebook maybe in the next break sometime during the show so you can see a little bit about it. The most fascinating thing that we talked about on Bob Webster's show yesterday is that we continue to run into trees that come from growing operations, whether they're in hard plastic containers or root or the bags, the grow bags, or in regular bald and burlap, in other words, grown in the ground. We continue to run into about 100% of those trees that we're seeing, including this one that we just planted, far too deep in the ground, in the container. And you'll see it. We took off somewhere between 6 and 8 inches of soil from the top of the ball that was under the burlap. Now, most people, when they buy a tree and they plant it, they think, well, that height that's at the top of the ball that came from the nursery, that's the height it ought to be set at the ground when it's planted, and that's not correct. That's a mistake people make that's across the board, and it's across the country as well. You'll see it. You'll see the discolored part on the base of the trunk where we've exposed the flare when I put the photographs up, and you'll see it. But the main thing I wanted you to know is that when you buy a tree, you're going to run into the same thing, and don't be afraid to take that soil off. Be aggressive with it. It's not going to hurt anything. It's going to be nothing but beneficial. We are, Yoga Mike, we'll be getting together maybe this week to put a slideshow and or videos. I took a little bit of video of it as well. We'll turn it into a video so you can see the entire process of taking the bur oak out, stump grinding the stump out, planting the new tree, removing the burlap, and the whole affair for you. But we'll get at least a couple of shots of it up on Facebook here for you right away, and Twitter as well. But I got a brand new Texas ash. Here's Bill in Marlin, Texas. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. How you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I got two questions for you.
Sure.
One is seed catalogs. I bought a bunch of Crimson Sweet watermelon seed. I've got planted, trying to make a few watermelon. But everything says apply fungicide to it after they get up. What? Tell me about fungicides. Is it chemical? Is it good, bad, indifferent? And the second question is, where can I get Blondie okra seed? There's none in my seed catalogs.
Blondie okra. Boy, that's a new one on me. You might check on that question, check with the Baker of Seed Catalog. Baker Creek maybe is the name of it, but it's Baker Seed. They've got a very extensive list of all kinds of plants in there, and if they don't have it, I'd be a little surprised.
Okay.
On the fungicide, yeah, the chemical fungicides are among the most dangerous chemicals out there, and I think people don't get that a lot of times because they think, well, it's killing something that's microscopic, you know, bacteria, fungi, whatever, and so it couldn't hurt me, big old me, but that's not the case. They're very serious neurotoxins, and we don't recommend them for a couple of reasons. One is they're toxic. Two is they don't work very well. They kill the beneficial microbes better, more efficiently than they kill the pathogen. So what I want you to do instead of that is treat the seed, if you want to treat with anything, with the Garrett juice mixture with a little hydrogen peroxide mixed into the Garrett juice mixture.
That works good for me.
That works better anyway, you know, and it's non-toxic and all that. Now, once the seed have germinated and are starting to grow, we're going to want to put cornmeal. In fact, you can put whole ground cornmeal in the soil when you plant, and that functions as a disease control also. Don't put corn gluten meal because it's too concentrated, too much of a concentration of the protein, and it will function even on big seeds like watermelon a little bit as a pre-emergent herbicide. It'll kind of foul up your germination. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. So, I understand.
So put whole ground cornmeal in the soil, treat the seed with Garrett juice and hydrogen peroxide, and forget their recommendations on the toxic chemicals, and you'll have a great crop.
I hope so. We thank you. When you come through on Highway 6 headed to College Station one of these days, stop in and visit.
I look forward to it. Okay.
You take care.
Talk to you later, Bill. Thanks. Let's see what Dave is up to. West Plains, Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Yes, good morning. Would it be safe to mix hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with water and spray it on my Rosa Sharon bushes?
Nope.
Would that be safe?
That'd be great.
Are
you
what
having
would
that some
do
kind
for
of?
Them?
Well, I was going to say, what are we trying to accomplish?
Well, as a disease preventative.
It's more of a curative once there's a little bit of symptom showing up, Dave, than as the preventative. But I really don't have any problem with you doing it as a preventative. If you've had some diseases on the Rose of Sharon, the Althea, in the past, it wouldn't be a bad thing to do at all.
Do you have any general recommendations for weigela bushes?
Weigelia? We don't grow them a lot here, and I have some myself, but it's not real popular here. It's a pretty easy plant to grow. I just would recommend my normal organic bed preparation with compost, rock minerals, and the sugars like the cornmeal and the dry molasses, and they can take a little shade, but they do better in sun. Probably the best location for them is a lot of really direct morning sun and maybe a little afternoon shade, and they'll do fine. One thing that I wanted to not forget to go back on just for a second on your Althea, if your Althea, your Rose of Sharon is showing some disease issues, it may be too deep in the ground, just like a tree. Any kind of woody plant, it doesn't have to be a tree, can be too deep in the ground. So if that flare is not dramatically showing, that'd be the first thing I'd recommend doing, and it'd be a perfect time to do it right now.
All righty, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks. Let's get back to my rat killing here. By the way, I was saying I had to go do my rat killing one day, and people didn't know what that meant. That's a term from East Texas, I guess, running errands and doing your rat killing, same thing. How it got started, got no idea. Let's see, we talked about the ash. First fertilization of the year. I'm going to run out of time, but we'll start here, and then I'll finish up when we get back. And you can jump on here whenever you like at 866-444-3478. The first fertilization, major fertilization of the year under this natural organic program that we recommend is done early, early, early in the year. January, which we've passed now pretty much, and February. And we'll talk about when I come back why you want to do that, why the chemical fertilizer people, you know, have to wait till spring and just the whole concept. But it's time to do that first organic fertilizer treatment right now. I'll be back after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I found a pretty decent photograph of the Texas ash that shows the discoloration on the bottom of the trunk of flare part. That where we remove the soil, and put that up on Twitter and then over to Facebook for you. And then, like I said, we're going to do a whole slideshow videos about the plant, the removal of the bur oak and the planting of the Texas ash and the whole thing for you, because I think it really tells a good story that everybody needs to look at when they're planting woody plants, not just trees, but any kind of woody plants at all. They all need to be planted high so the flare is exposed and not buried in the soil. Open lines for you. If you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. As I started talking about the fact that it's time for the first fertilization of the year, and yes, we started as early as January. And we do that, and of course, those of you up north where the ground is still frozen and that kind of thing, it's a little too early. Down in the south, you can start early in January without any problem at all. For us, we're in zone 8, and through the middle of the country, if it's cold but unfrozen, you can fertilize any time. What we fertilize with is organic fertilizer, 100% organic fertilizer, and we fertilize pretty much the same rate with all brands. There are a few exceptions, I guess, but for the most part, if they have normal NPK, and the NPK of organic fertilizers is lower numbers, smaller numbers, single digits for the most part, compared to chemical fertilizers, which are salts, salt fertilizers. And we put them out all at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, that's a general rule. My basic organic program tells people who have the time and the budget to do it that you should fertilize the first major fertilization right now, January or February, the second one in early summer, June-ish, and the third one in the fall. That's ideal. That's the ideal way to go. It's not essential. It's not critical. You can, if the budget only allows two fertilizations a year, you can do two. You can do one in the spring, one in the fall. If you only have the budget to do one, you can do one. You can do one in the spring or one in the fall. Some people like to do the fall. It's kind of a debate as to which one is the most cost effective. We can fertilize when it's raining. We can fertilize when it's misting, not raining too hard. We can fertilize when there's moisture on the ground. Organic fertilizers don't burn like the salt fertilizers do. The salt fertilizers, if you put them out, and when I say salt fertilizers, those are the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers that are the most commonly sold in the big box stores and recommended by the people that aren't organic. They, they're the 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratios, that famous ratio that you hear talked about ad nauseum. But they can't go out at this time of the year because they'll be completely gone by the time the plants start to grow. You totally waste your money. They're soluble. They wash away on the surface. They leach away down in the soil. They go into the water stream. They're a significant part of water pollution in streams and rivers and lakes and ponds and all the way into the Gulf of Mexico. You know, that's the biggest problem that we have there. And it's not that, you know, we don't like fertilizer. We just like the right kind of fertilizer. The organic fertilizers behave themselves. They stay in place. They complex into the top few inches of soil. They release with biological activity when needed. And you get almost 100% efficiency with the with synthetic salt fertilizers. You may get, if you're real lucky, if you wait until April and plants are starting to grow and it doesn't rain too heavily or you don't water too heavily, you might get 10% of the synthetic fertilizers into the plant. And that 10% is not going to be doing great things. Yeah, it's going to be making the plants grow and green and all that kind of thing, but it's not good for the main thing we're trying to accomplish, and that is the health of the soil, the biological activity of the soil, the microbes, the beneficial bacteria, the beneficial fungi, the mycorrhizal fungi being the top one. So it's a completely different approach and philosophy. We're trying to provide carbon, organic materials, organic matter, trace minerals to the soil so that that can be transferred efficiently to the plants and this mycorrhizal fungus grow on the roots of the plants. And that's where you get the tremendous water savings, somewhere around 40 to 50%, whether it's landscaping or food crops, and you get more efficient and more beautiful production, more growth. And with food crops, you have more complex carbohydrates in the food and you have better taste. That's a big, big way that the taste gets improved in your food crops. So organic fertilizers, time to do it. Unless you're frozen in, then you got to wait just a little while. But we fertilize much, much earlier in the season, and it's time to do that first major fertilization of the year. My entire basic organic program is on dirtdoctor.com under guides. The new basic organic program that I just rewrote is available if you donate to TORC, and that information is available for you right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on the button up there that says Howard's Books. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you after this. Don't go away.